Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, all of you, to the celebration. Before we begin this Mass, I would like to introduce and welcome Father Paul to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Welcome, Father Paul. Father Paul is a member of the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament, and he will be sharing with us his story during the homily. And the celebration, always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. And at times it helps just to close our eyes, turn our thoughts to God. And with humble words and a sincere heart, we ask God to look upon us with patience. For so often we hurt God when we hurt one another. It's usually the people that we love. Let us ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord of mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, whom taught us by the Holy Spirit, we dare call our Father. Bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from the book of wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they were put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. I am Father Paul from India. I come from a large family of 10 children. We are 5 brothers and 5 sisters. 3 of my brothers and sisters got married and they have children and grandchildren. And I have 33 nieces and nephews. 4 of us are religious. 2 of my sisters are nun in the Congregation of the Sacred Heart, and 1 of my brothers is a religious brother, and I am a priest. My parents are no more. My mother used to say that she had given her best children to the Lord. and she was true. I joined the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament at the age of 18. Now I am 24 years of priest. I exercised all sorts of ministry in the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament as a pastor, novice master, scholastic director, retreat preacher, local superior, provincial council member, and a provincial. Now I am a missionary in this country. I stay at Houston and help in the parish. The Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament, founded in 1856 in Paris, France, by Saint Peter Julian Aimard, was invited by the late Cardinal Valerian Gracious in 1964 in memory of the 38th International Eucharistic Congress held in Mumbai, India, to establish an Eucharistic shrine. Our Australian Blessed Sacrament fathers and brothers responded to this call generously and began the mission. Now we are grown. We have 12 communities with 6 parishes, 1 shrine, 1 retreat center, and 4 formation houses. We have 32 priests, 3 brothers, 1 deacon, and 85 seminarians in our province called Christu Jyoti, Christ the Light. Our aim is to become the bread broken for the broken people, especially the child laborers, dropout children from the school, street children, migrant workers, prisoners, and alienated youth. Our mission is to respond to the hungers of humanity who are looking for an answer to their problems. We help them to find an answer to their problem in the Eucharist itself, because we believe that Eucharist is the source and summit of our Christian life. We proclaim the reality of God's love in the Eucharist by our gift of self to Him and to our brothers and sisters. Eucharist as the sacrament of love and unity calls us to a simple, moderate, and a community-centered life. It flows from the celebration of the Eucharist. We contemplate the mystery of the Eucharist in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament at least 1 hour every day and give our lives as a gift to the Lord and to the people through the perpetual profession of celibacy, loving people, poverty, sharing what we have, obedience, listening to God and people in the mission. We celebrate the Eucharist in a meaningful, simple, significant, participative, moving, and authentic way so that the people can experience God in the Eucharist itself and be enriched. Praying before the Blessed Sacrament forms part of our mission. We encourage 48 hours adoration, 24 hours adoration, perpetual adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. We run Eucharistic Center, the place of spreading the Eucharistic spirituality by means of writing, publication, seminar, popular mission, retreat, recollections, and prayer, all based on the Eucharist. We do Eucharistic evangelization. We initiate children, youth, adult, seminarians, and priests to celebrate the Eucharist meaningfully, adore it profoundly, and live it prophetically in the world in which they live. We collaborate with laity to build Christian communities in our parishes based on the early Christian model. We call it small Eucharistic communities that celebrates their life in the Word and the Sacrament to build brotherhood and sisterhood to strengthen the bond of the domestic church. We also build human communities in our parishes because our country is a multicultural, multi-religious, and multilinguistic. The total percentage of the people that make up India is Hindus, 80%, Muslims, 14%, Christians, only 3%, even in that 3%, Catholics are only 2%. And the Sikh and Buddhist and Jain, they form the other 3%. Therefore, through dialogue, prayer, and social action, we try to bring peace in our neighborhood, in the parish. We do prophetic and enculturated forms of parish ministries in different parts of our country, giving top priority to the concerns of the poor. We work in the biggest slum in Asia, Dharavi, Mumbai, in India. Have you seen the movie called Slumdog Millionaire? It is there, our fathers and brothers work. It is a very, very challenging place to work. We also work among the fisher folks, industrial workers, quarry workers, estate workers, migrant workers, and domestic workers. We respond to the basic human needs such as food for the poor children, education for the poor children, tailoring and beautician classes for the domestic workers, computer classes for the poor youth so that they can get a job. We offer hospitality to priests who are in crisis. We invite them to our communities. We listen to their stories. We care and share our life of faith, prayer, and friendship with them so that they can face their crisis and come out of it to start afresh from Jesus in the Eucharist. We also share our life, prayer, fellowship, formation, and mission with lay people, a new form of associates of the Blessed Sacrament laity. They live the Eucharistic charism in their living and working context. Our founder called it the aggregation of the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus in the Eucharist is our inspiration. Jesus in the Eucharist is our love. Jesus in the Eucharist is the center for all that we do in India. To do all this Eucharistic mission, we recruit students from the age of 18. We teach them 1 year of English, 2 years of junior college, 3 years of senior college, 1 year of postulancy, that is psychology, 2 years of novitiate to deepen the spirituality of the Blessed Sacrament, 2 years of philosophy and 4 years of theology, and 1 year of temporary diaconate ministry. It's a long, long journey to be ordained a priest. So many, many leave the congregation and some persevere and they are ordained as priest or deacon and serve in the congregation. As I told you, we have 85 Blessed Sacrament seminarians in India who are preparing themselves in different phases of formation in different places. We spend at least $100 per seminarian every month for food, accommodation, study, and medical purposes. That means we spend at least $8,500 every month in forming the seminarians for the priesthood. That's a lot of money. That's where we need your support to feed, clothe, house, and educate the seminarians. We do not have any regular income-generating institutions such as hospitals and schools. We have only one institution, that is the institution of the Eucharist and the Eucharistic Lord in the tabernacle. He is our pearl, he is our treasure, he is our bank account, and he is our life insurance. He has looked after us for the past 160 years to do the Eucharistic mission through generous people all over the world. And he will look after us with the generous support and contribution of you all today to keep the charism of our founder, St. Peter Julian, alive in India for many more years to come. It calls for a little sacrifice. I hope you all will do it. Today's reading proclaims about faith in our God. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith is to have a relationship with God whom we have never seen. Faith is hope against hope. Faith is right reasoning of religious mind. Faith is trusting when there is no ground for trusting. Today's first reading calls us to have faith in God who will save us. And the second reading proclaims the model of the faith of our father Abraham. He was asked to go where he did not know where he was going, and still he went. That was his faith. He was very old, and he was told that he will have a son, and he believed. That was his faith. And when God said, sacrifice your only son, he went ahead to sacrifice, thinking God will save him and increase the generation like the stars of heaven and the sand of the shore. Such a faith he had. So every day when we come for the Eucharistic celebration, we exercise this faith. When we see that bread, it is a simple bread. And when we taste that bread, it is an ordinary bread. But we believe that is the body of Jesus Christ. And when we see and taste that wine, it is an ordinary wine. But when the consecration words over the bread and wine is said, they are not simple bread, not simple wine. They are the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That is our great, great faith. And every Sunday we proclaim our faith in one God, one church, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Mary, and one Catholic Church. And also we have faith in one another. Husband believes her his wife, and the wife believes in the husband, and the parents believe in the children, and the children put their trust. Let us ask the Lord today for a grace to increase our faith. So, my dear sisters and brothers, God bless you and bless your children and your family for your cheerful giving for our mission in India through the second collection. God bless you. Thank you.
Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us be unafraid to turn to our loving God as we pray for the needs and the needs of the world.
For the grace of our church, as we work to spread the good news of the coming of the Lord throughout all the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For an end to racial discord in our communities, for the safety of all children, and for all those who protect and serve our communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our community of faith demonstrate our readiness for the coming of the Lord in this Jubilee year of mercy, by showing God's merciful love to all our sisters and brothers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all our deceased relatives and friends, especially Berta Mesa, that they may have received the reward of eternal life, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And for the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Valentin L. Puig, Esther Munoz, Frank Garza Jr., Natalie Benavides, Richard Amador II, and Yolanda Salazar Robinson, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O God of justice, we ask that you hear these, our prayers, and graciously grant them according to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Zero.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice of the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church. For in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. With you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with the angels and archangels, with thrones, dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory. You are indeed holy.
Make holy their mortals, this we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwill into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery.
Thank you. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give
us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Stay, quit all expectation.
Behold
the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.